40. So I really like it so much, and that really made me feel better, happy, and to share my experiences with people and also to the outside world. So in that one, what I mentioned was, it is very important to store all the compliments you have achieved and remind yourself of those compliments often. Be sure to thank those who have paid you the compliments. It is important to store your compliments so that by storing them, you never drain your emotional bank account. Whenever you feel sad, just dig into your emotional bank account and borrow a compliment or two for yourself. Once in a while, pat yourself on your back if others do not do it.
I love it.
Thank you, baby. So this really helps them to have some hope. So you need a starting point to proceed further. So you need some dream, some goal, something you need it. And once you're clear what you really wanted to have it, and each person will have it, something their dream. So they will definitely get it. All you need to do is you need to find a way to make your passion come true. So
yes, they have to get in touch with themselves somehow.
Exactly. Yes. And just so that is the reason I just felt like when I wrote the newsletters, which are nothing but my experiences, people loved it, they inspired it, they encouraged me to write more and more. Though I felt like, oh, how funny it is to write my own life, then, but I never felt like that I'm writing about my life. I just felt like, okay, let me share my experiences, no matter whether the people appreciate me or not, it doesn't matter. But what I'm doing is something good, and they might help one or the other person. So I kept that one, and so I saw my life in as a homeopathic principle, because I see, being a homeopathic practitioner, and I love homeopathy so much. So I'm a great learner, and whatever I know, I feel it is very less. So I'm a very great learner and thirst for homeopathy. So I just made my life in the form of homeopathic principles, which is on page 95.
Okay, page 95. And this is what, your principles?
Yeah, my life, I compared my life with the homeopathic principles.
Oh, yes.
Homeopathic law. Okay. When I looked at the feedback I received on my newsletters, it shows some felt relaxed, happy, and less stressed after reading them, which clearly indicates the implementation of homeopathic principles. I wrote about the experiences of my hectic, stressful life. When a person having similar hectic, stressful conditions while differing in manifestation, reads them, then based on homeopathic principles, like their stress levels are reduced and positive energy is seen in them. So basically, my people whoever has given their feedback on my newsletters, they all felt so happy and relaxed and felt good. So nothing major thing I did. I just shared my experiences.
Right. So it was very, it sounds to me the very important thing is for you to be able to share with others. And as you were reading that, I thought, you know, it's kind of like people who watch soap operas or people who read biographies of other people. By doing that, they can get into the life of another human being, feel these emotions, go through it in a cathartic way, until they relieve their stress, because they're sympathizing or empathizing really with the other person who is reflecting their whatever is going on, their emotions.
Exactly true. And also the purpose of my book is to promote homeopathy, and since homeopathy in this world, like, it always has a challenge that to prove how homeopathy works. So being a homeopathic practitioner, I thought, let me write about the real experiences rather than the theory that this is good, this is bad. So I just made my experiences into this book in order to show that, to again show that, okay, homeopathy is, it's a scientific medicine and it is really true, and only thing is one needs to believe it, just like one believes that God exists. So it is all the belief you have in a system of medicine.
Yes. So Hahnemann would really enjoy this, because also he had to prove in his day, and we still are in the same place of having to prove for those people who have not experienced the successes that we have experienced with clients and patients in using the homeopathic methods and the remedies. I wanted to mention three other qualities that I think stand out far and above, and that the three are persistence, hope, and patience. Do you have something to say about that?
Yes, that's a very good question, Debbie. And what I would do is persistence has played a great role in my life. So I was so persistent and consistent in my work, in my talk, and that really made me that, okay, to define myself. And in this process, what I did was, you will find in that how to build a good relationships and be happy. So there are several ways to be happy. And that is the thing is like having a good relations with making a good environment. When you're happy, you should try to see happiness in others. So so persistence has played a role in all throughout my life in whatever I do, whether I work or whether I talk. And the next thing is hope. Hope is also needed. In fact, I would say all the things which they look like a simple word, but mean a lot. So you need to have a hope in whatever you're doing. And so that also, with hope, there was no situation where there was no hope in me. Means even though the situation was hopeless, I still feel, develop hope in myself. So that is what I mean.
Was there a place in the story where you did feel hopeless for a moment?
Oh, actually, when you see that when I moved to US first time with 11-month kid, so all I had was to start my practice again in US because I have a very good practice in India. So now I had to sit at home as a homemaker, and I cannot start my practice due to state the need, the certification process, and so many things. So there, I was totally hopeless. There was nothing in me, and so that was the thing where I was really hopeless, and I have to come out of it. So I have to find the possible ways to come out of it. So all those has been mentioned in the book, and how I look my life as a challenge. So because if I do not have hope in that situations are not favorable to me, okay? If situations are favorable to me, I will definitely have a hope. But if they are not favorable to me, and I have to deal the situation. So I have to build hope in myself, confidence in myself. So then I started looking at life as a challenge, and then did some computers, learned, and even I struggled there where I failed so many times. So when you look at the book, you will see it took me several years to get to achieve something. Others might have achieved in a couple of months, but it took me several years for one reason or the other. So I just say that there are situations, there are persons who struggle so much, but they achieve what they really want. And all that is through the hard work.
Yes. And the last one was patience. And this was demonstrated with your mother-in-law who visited, she was an elder of 70 years. And even she was in a place of hopelessness for a minute of not being able to use something new, a new technology. It's on page 63. She was even reluctant to learn, and she thought she could not learn at her age. And that was very difficult for her, just to dial the phone. And with patience and practice, over time, you taught her how to do that, which if you could share with others and demonstrate to others that anything is possible, to go beyond your limits, then by demonstrating this, you could see it again reflected in what things that you can do.
Yes. So basically that it took really a couple of months. So the patient has really played a great role. So I was keep on insisting my mother-in-law that you can do it, you can do it. And I have told her several stories that inspired her, that really boosted her power, that see, when you are able to do this, why can't you do this? So I was just keep on telling to her the same thing. In fact, the same things I really needed for myself to overcome my limitations. So what I do, what I need, the same thing I try to tell the others, because they really help others.
Yes, this is what homeopaths do. They are there to support and help other people through difficulty, through suffering, through pain, through illness. And this is the quality of a homeopath. So you inspire us. And I guess, you know, I was going to ask you, how did you learn to be so wise? Because you, because you do have the attitude of a wise one. And I love to read your newsletters. They were so lovely and inspirational to everyone. They were eternal messages. So there must be something very special inside of you.
Thank you, Debbie. There is, actually, you will be surprised. When I was a child, I was so at home that I was not at all outgoing. Even my neighbor does not know that there is a girl exists besides their house. So it was that kind of state I was. And I was just keeping my things to myself and just working on it, like how to improve, how to change one's, like how to achieve something, which basically, like, you cannot do it, it is impossible for you, but you need to try to make it possible. That is what I was just working on it. So that, all the, these things, basically, like, looking in a positive way and trying and looking for the opportunities and dare to be wise. These are the real things which I used as the tools. And not only this one, my smiling face, which I, when people say that you have a smiling face, then I really like it. So keeping a smile on my face, that really made my day, and also being in the moment. So all these qualities I try to implement every day, and it is really boring to my family that I keep on talking about all this. They really get bored.
So you are the real life My Fair Lady. You're the real life Mary Poppins, who has a spoon of sugar with everything that might be difficult, keeping that smile. I wanted to add at the end that each day, you know, on Twitter, I am tweeting the quotes of famous people. And I could certainly add in a few of the quotes from your book, because they are just as high quality as the ones that we read. And I will be doing that. Is there anything else that you want to say at the end?
I think I have talked about pretty much about the book. And the only thing is just follow your dream and never give up and never lose your identity. So... And just have the self-confidence. So, and not only that, share your experiences with the people so that the others might be helpful and makes them happy.
Wonderful. And I just wanted to let people know who are thinking about getting the book that the structure of the book is very unique, that the first 34 pages tell the details of your personal story and your journey from India to California, and the second half of the book contains the four newsletters that you had sent out to friends, and then in the back you have a whole set of color pictures, photographs of the things that you documented, like a scrapbook. And then at the very, very end, you have these praises. And because you had so many people read the book before it was actually just published, and many people have purchased the book already from the people that you know, your friends and colleagues, but we want many more people to find out about the book.
Yes, Debbie. Thank you so much. And I also mentioned the lessons learned in a small piece on a small page in the book. So that really where I really learned from my experiences, what all lessons I learned. So, and I appreciate my family for supporting me. And so I really made it. And thank you so much, Devi, for giving me this opportunity to share my experience about the book. And I hope everyone would love this book.
Well, it was a pleasure to talk with you. And this little talk of ours will be available for other people to listen to.